Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, do you consider yourself an influential person? Do you believe that your ideas and personality and beliefs can make a difference in the world around you? Well, then you might enjoy today's lesson. It's called The YouTuber in You. You may not be a professional YouTuber now, but it might be something to consider. Get ready to take some notes on some great English words and phrases. In the first section, look out for these phrases, word of mouth and fast forward, as you'll learn how to use those and a lot more. So let's get started. The YouTuber in You, a road every influencer should consider. Centuries ago, influencing on a grand scale wasn't easy for the ordinary citizen. Word of mouth was really the only way to pass along information. Books had to be hand-copied, which took a lot of time and was expensive. When the printing press arrived, many more people could get reading material or publish. Fast forward to the present age of the internet and social media. Now anyone's voice can be heard, and anyone's face can be seen within seconds worldwide.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 influencer 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 influence, 影响这个动词。加上 r 这个代表人的字尾就变成 influencer, 意思是影响者，也就是具有影响力的人。例如 ,parents might not like this pop singer, but he is a powerful influencer on teenagers. 家长也许不是很喜欢这位流行歌手，但是他对青少年有极大的影响力。或者是 this young internet celebrity became a great influencer for fitness. 这位年轻的网络名人成为了影响健身界的重要人物。继续我们看 scale 这个名词。scale 在这里是指规模、范围或者是程度。例如 the scale of the damage caused by the hurricane is much greater than what was expected. 这场飓风所造成的损害的程度比预期的还要严重的多。或者是 Chelsea and her husband love to celebrate everything on a grand scale. Chelsea 和她先生庆祝任何事都喜欢盛大举行。或者是 after the plane crash, a large-scale search and rescue mission was activated. 飞机失事后大规模的搜救行动就展开了。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, well, right there in our title, we have something we'd like to talk about. The title is The YouTuber in You. Rebecca, do you think that you could be a YouTuber?
Can I be a YouTuber? You mean somebody that makes videos and then posts those videos on YouTube?
Exactly.
You know, I think I probably could, but the problem is...I don't really like posting stuff on YouTube. It just takes so much time for me.
It does take a lot of time. That is true. And if you want to continue doing it, then of course it's going to take a lot of time to develop that skill of making good videos to upload to YouTube. However, the YouTuber in you, the idea there is that perhaps there is potential for you to be a YouTuber.So we use this kind of phrase, the something in you, to encourage or convince somebody of their potential to do that thing.
For example, you need to allow the creativity in you to just come out. I think sometimes people are actually very creative, but they don't see themselves as being very creative, and they just hold it in, or they're very shy about it.
You're right about that. So allow the creativity in you to come out. You know, maybe I have an artist in me. I'm not sure. But when I was younger, like maybe fifth grade and under, I really enjoyed drawing things, and I drew them pretty well, but I haven't done it since then. Maybe there's an artist in me?
Maybe. Maybe you just need to start taking time and draw.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right. So friends, what about you? Is there something that you think you could do really well, or maybe you see some potential in somebody else? Use this phrase and share that with them. Well, the idea today is YouTuber, or becoming a YouTuber, and we see here, I wrote, a road every influencer should consider. So maybe you don't need to do it, but maybe you could at least give it some consideration.
Right. Centuries ago, influencing on a grand scale wasn't easy for the ordinary citizen. So basically the idea is that if somebody had a message they wanted to share, it was actually very difficult for just a normal citizen like you or me to be able to share that message.
Exactly, at least to share it with a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
right? We read here, word of mouth was really the only way to pass along information. Now, before we continue, that's a good phrase, this three words right here, word of mouth, put together to make one word. This is just something that is said in person. When you're talking to somebody else, you're passing information along. We could say that is passing information by word of mouth.
For example, many, many years ago, I used to teach piano lessons, but I never wanted to advertise. People found out about my studio by word of mouth.
That is probably the most common and best way to use this phrase, this word, friends. People do advertise, maybe in different ways, but a really good way to get yourself known is by having a good reputation. And then people will tell other people. They will pass it along by word of mouth.
So, once upon a time, word of mouth was really the only way to pass along information. Books had to be hand copied, which took a lot of time and was expensive. But then, what happened?
All right, then came along the printing press. This was a huge advancement in history, right? Okay, so this was invented around 1439 or 1440, and here's a little example of something that was made with one of those early printing presses in 1533. Pretty cool, huh?
That is really cool.
Can you understand it?
No, this is English, right?
It's actually English, yeah.
This is English, but it's quite difficult to read.
Right. It's one of the earlier, maybe Old English or Middle English.
I'm glad we don't talk like that anymore.
Right. But I wish I could write like that.
Oh, that's really cool. That was really cool writing. Well, I bet if you just take some time and practice, maybe you'll allow that creativity or that artistic side in you come out.
Maybe you're right. I think it might take more time to do that than creating videos or doing something with social media. We read here, fast forward to the present age of the internet and social media. So, before we continue, fast forward is a phrase or word we want to talk about. And it's not just a button on your remote control to make the DVD or CD go fast or skip to another part. No, we can actually use this in talking about things if we want to speed up our story quickly to something way down the road.
For example, let's say I'm telling you a story about horse and buggies. You know, once upon a time, we used to have to ride in horse and buggies, and that's how we got around. Well, fast forward to the current times, we get to ride in cars.
Yeah, we really do need to fast forward, right? Because there's a lot of history in between. Well, you just mentioned a horse and buggy. Have you ever heard of a cash cow, Rebecca?
Cash cow?
Cash cow is something we need to learn more about in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, and welcome to Info Cloud. Friends, financial success is something that many people dream about.
If you are in business, one of the things that businesses are looking for are cash cows.
What is a cash cow? A cash cow is anything that needs little or no money to create or produce compared to how well it sells.
A dairy cow is a cow that produces milk. So a cash cow would be a cow that produces cash or money. But a cash cow doesn't have to be an animal. It can be anything.
I have a crazy example for you. In the mid-1970s, there was a man who made a pet rock. The rock came packaged in a box that looked like a pet carrier and had an instruction manual for training your pet.
The manual was filled with puns and jokes, but actually the most expensive part of the pet rock was the box that it was packaged in.
The pet rock cost pennies to produce, and the inventor decided that he wanted to make a dollar for each pet rock sold.
The pet rock took off and became a fad that sold amazingly well for about 6 months, making the inventor a millionaire in a very short period of time.
The pet rock was so successful, it created a lot of copycat producers that also wanted to get in on the success of this cash cow.
Now, a real cash cow would continue to produce money for more than just a short period of time. But this is a great example of how something that costs a little bit to make can make someone a lot of money.
人们经常在寻找能够赚钱的金鸡母，不过用英文来表达，这只金鸡母就变成了母牛 cash cow， 一头能够赚进大把钞票的牛。这是特别用来指一些用低成本就可以制造的畅销产品。不只是低成本，在这个数位年代，有些网络产品甚至不需要任何的本钱就能够做出来。难怪大家都对寻找自己的 cash cow 相当的疯狂。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次一起再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Well, friends, do you consider yourself an influential person? Are you someone who wants to make a difference in the world around you? Today, we've learned a little bit about the history of how to be influential. First of all, people used to spread things by word of mouth. And then there was the printing press, and now today, with social media, it's so easy to influence people on the other side of the world. It can be quite a cash cow. Remember that phrase. All right, well, do you need more reasons to become a YouTuber? Let's find out about those right now. The YouTuber in You. If you want to expand your area of influence, online video might be the answer. Here are the facts. 432,000 hours of video are uploaded daily to YouTube. Sitting through all of them would take you 50 years. Also, the number of people watching YouTube has increased 40% every year since 2014. It's predicted that by 2019, video traffic will be 80% of all internet traffic. In short, if you're the kind that likes leaving your mark, consider becoming a YouTuber.
OK, 接下来我们看 predict 这个动词 ,pre 这个字首有之前的意思。D-I-C-T 这个字根是指说话，所以 predict 是指预言、预料或者是预期。例如 ,heavy thunderstorms have been predicted for tomorrow afternoon. 明天下午预期会有强烈的雷雨。或者是 ,it has been predicted that online shopping will replace face-to-face retail soon. 有人预言网购将很快的取代面对面交易的零售业。它的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 prediction。例如 The Economist's prediction about inflation came true. 这位经济学家对于通货膨胀的预言真的成真了。继续我们看的是 leave one's mark 这个成语。Mark 在这里是指记号，所以 leave one's mark 留下你的记号，也就是造成影响。如果要说明对什么对象造成影响的话，是用 on 这个继续词。例如 The car accident left its mark on Carol's life. She hasn't driven since then.这起车祸在 Carol 的生命中产生了阴影，他从那个时候就不曾开车了。或者是 Even though Steve Jobs has already passed away, he sure left his mark on the world. 虽然史蒂夫·贾伯已经辞世，但是他对这个世界确实造成了影响。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. So earlier we learned a little bit of the history of what influential people could do. Now we read, if you want to expand your area of influence, online video might be the answer. Well, an area of influence, actually the phrase I really wanted to use in our lesson was a sphere of influence, but our editors thought that word sphere was too hard.
Oh, so we decided to talk about it right now.
Right.
A sphere of influence. Now, everyone has a sphere of influence, right?
Exactly. So what is a sphere of influence? It's the people that you could possibly influence in your life. So, you know, it could be your circle of friends or your family or relatives, the people that you make a difference in the lives of.
For example, my friend Betty. Well, her sphere of influence is her peers at school. So those are the people that she currently gets to influence or can influence.
That's right. So what is your sphere of influence? Who do you think you're influencing? Think about it. Maybe write down a few categories or people that you influence. And if you want to expand your sphere of influence, you can influence people on the other side of the world with online video.
Okay, so if you're not yet convinced that you can become a YouTuber, let's learn about the facts. Our lesson says, here are the facts. 432,000 hours of video are uploaded daily to YouTube. You could be one of those people uploading some hours.
That's right. That's actually 432,000 hours daily. That was about 300 hours per minute that are uploaded to YouTube. What does that all amount to? Sitting through all of them would take you 50 years. So if you were just to watch all of the videos uploaded in one day, it would take you 50 years.
Oh my goodness. Well, you see the phrase to sit through. What does it mean to sit through something?
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to be sitting to use this phrase, right? You could use it in other ways. It means that you are enduring something in some way. It's not always positive. It could be negative. Sometimes we use it in a negative way, right? Like, I had to sit through that lecture or something like that.
I really don't feel like sitting through another class or meetings. Do you enjoy sitting through meetings?
Nope.
No, especially the meetings that don't have any point or don't get anything done.
That's right. We don't have any of those at our company.
Of course not. Our meetings are always productive.
That's right. So anyway, what about you, friends? Can you imagine yourself sitting through 50 years of video? I cannot imagine myself doing that.
Oh, the problem is,
right,
that's only for one day.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
So, at the end of 50 years, you missed out on a lot of other videos that were posted days afterwards and years afterwards. You're really behind.
Yeah, you would have to live for centuries to watch all of those videos. However, we continue here. Also, the number of people watching YouTube has increased 40% every year since 2014. These are all reasons to get you to consider why you might want to post online videos.
It's predicted that by 2019, video traffic will be 80% of all internet traffic. In short, if you're the kind that likes leaving your mark, consider becoming a YouTuber.
Right. Let's take a look at that phrase. In short, this is a great way to end or to summarize. You use it to sum up the main point of everything that you have just shared.
So let's say, for example, you just spent 10 minutes explaining to someone why you weren't able to go with them to the museum. You could just finally say, in short, I can't go with you.
Yeah, in short, I just can't go. And in our lesson, we read, in short, if you're the kind that likes leaving your mark or making a difference, consider becoming a YouTuber. We have more to learn about this next time, but right now it's time for
the SC Challenge.
Yes. All right, friends, for today's challenge, let's welcome back to the studio Andre.
Hello.
Hello. And Hazel.
Hi, everyone.
All right, Hazel and Andre, the lesson is the YouTuber in you. So are you guys ready for the essay challenge?
We're ready.
Definitely ready.
Good. All right, three questions. Number one, according to the lesson, why can anyone's voice be heard worldwide now? Okay, here are the options. A, because of books. B, because of the printing press. Or C, because of social media. Wait, hold on a second. I think I heard Andre's first.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah? That's interesting. All right. I think that's too easy. That's too easy. That's C, social media.
C, social media. Hazel, what was your guess?
C, social media. Or D, YouTube.
Exactly, YouTube. If that was on there, that is true. Friends, if you guessed C, that is the correct answer. 1 point for Andre. Very nice.
All right.
Good job.
Okay, number two. If you were to watch every video uploaded to YouTube in the last 24 hours, how long would you be watching? So every video in the last day that was uploaded, how long would you be watching? A, 5 months. B, 5 years. C, 50 years. Or D, 500 years. Any guesses? Hazel?
I would only be watching about 5 minutes. But I think the answer is 50 years.
50 years? What about you, Andre?
I'm going to go for D, 500 years.
500 years. Now, that would be incredible. I think we have a ways to go. The answer is C, 50 years.
Yay.
Nice job, Hazel. Okay, friends, I'm sure you got that answer, too. Number three. It's game point right now, 1-1. Number three, which phrase best matches the definition of the word influence? Okay, which phrase best matches this definition? A, a grand scale. B, fast forward. C, leave your mark. Or D, hand copy. Hazel?
C, leave your mark.
Leave your mark. Andre?
I think Hazel's right. C.
Leave your mark. Friends, if you guessed C, leave your mark, you are correct. Hazel, you are the winner for today.
Great.
Friends, we'll see you all next time for the
SC Challenge.
All right, Rebecca, here's a little quiz for you. YouTube is the third most visited website on the Internet. What are the first two?
Okay. The first one is definitely Google, and the second one is Gmail.
Google and Gmail.
Am I right?
You're close.
Am I pretty close?
Were you looking at my notes?
Of course not.
Because Google is number one, not
number
Gmail,
one?
But Facebook.
Facebook. That was my second guess, Facebook.
Right. Well, those are just some fun facts for you about YouTube and other popular websites. We do have more to learn about the YouTuber in you right here next time on
Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.